Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 18 of our In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Our topic today is the wealth of generosity. George Sweeting said, "For the Macedonian Christians, giving was not a chore, but a challenge. Not a burden, but a blessing. Giving was not something to be avoided, but a privilege to be desired." Our text is 2 Corinthians 8, 1-5. "We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us." Wow, that's powerful. Now let's break it down a little bit. Today's scripture describes a group of churches that exemplify Christ-like giving. Verse 1 highlights an incredible truth about generosity. Giving is a response to the grace of God. John Phillips writes, "The word grace here is charis. It stands for free and undeserved favor. It occurs some 156 times in the New Testament and is translated as grace 130 times. The word occurs 110 times in Paul's epistles. It's a beautiful word. It reminds us how much we owe to God. We owe our salvation to the grace of God. The church owes its existence to the grace of God. Freely we have received. God has poured out His bounty, His blessings, and His benefits upon us. Freely we must give." Paul wisely begins the whole discussion of the generosity of the church by linking it to all given grace. Giving should be the overflow of the heart, moved to its depths by the unstinted grace of God. The Macedonian churches had learned a lesson. Paul holds them up to the church at Corinth and to the church in all ages and in all places as an example of giving at its best. Now, verse 2 reveals more key truths about Christ-like giving. The Christians that gave were in a severe test of affliction. Giving is always a test of your trust in God. These believers aced the test with an abundance of joy. The joy of Jesus that overflowed their hearts caused them to give out of their extreme poverty. The result of their giving was a wealth of generosity. Jesus values the generosity found in the heart of the giver more than He values the amount of the gift. The believers of these Macedonian churches were wealthy in what matters most. They were wealthy in their generosity. Now, verse 3 teaches us that they were willing to give according to their means and beyond their means. The word for means found twice in verse 3 is the word, Greek word, dynamis. This word means having ability. It can also be defined as having the power to achieve by applying the Lord's inherent abilities. In other words, when these believers gave all of their ability, God supplied His power to their giving. God's might applied to their means enabled them to give more joyfully and freely than would otherwise have been possible given their poverty. Now, verse 4 discloses another incredible truth about Christ-like giving. The Macedonians didn't give because someone begged them to. In fact, it was just the opposite. These believers begged the church leaders earnestly for the opportunity to give. God blessed their giving because He knew their huge desire to sacrificially give for the benefit of others. Verse 5 describes one of the greatest biblical truths about giving. They gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. While God tests us concerning the giving of our money, He first wants us to give ourselves. God wants us rather than our money. If we give ourselves to God, we will understand His will concerning the specifics in other areas of giving. Through their generous and sacrificial giving, these believers provided an incredible witness for Jesus, the greatest giver of all. Down through Christian history, Christ-like giving has been an incredible testimony for God. In A.D. 133, Aristides, a teacher of philosophy, was defending Christianity to the Emperor Hadrian. The emperor wanted to know why Christianity was spreading so rapidly. What was the secret? Aristides' response reveals why Christianity spread like wildfire in those early centuries. Aristides said, "O King, these Christians have the commandments of the Lord Jesus Himself graven on their hearts. They despise not the widow and grieve not the orphan. Those that have distribute liberally to those that have not. If they see a stranger, they bring him under their roof, and they rejoice over him as if the stranger were their own brother. If they hear that any of their numbers is imprisoned or impressed by the name of their Messiah, all of them provide for his needs. If it is possible that he may be delivered, then they deliver him. If there is any among them that is poor and needy, and they do not have an abundance of necessities, they fast for 2 or 3 days so that they might supply the needy with their necessity of food. For Christ's sake, they are ready to give up their own lives." Wow. During the early church period, Christianity spread rapidly because unbelievers were in awe of how much Christians loved one another. Their love for one another was displayed through their rich generosity. May we grow spiritually wealthy through our sacrificial giving. And now some questions to drive this lesson home. Question 1. The early church was known for its giving. What is today's church known for? How do you see giving according to your means and trust God to empower it beyond your means? In question 3, do you give only when asked to? Or does the joy of Jesus overflow in your hearts so that you eagerly look for ways to give? How does your response connect with giving yourself first to the Lord? Let us pray. Oh God, what a joy to know that we hear you say that we are doing what you want us to do in terms of our financial generosity. Oh God, I know you're not so much interested in the amount as what goes on in the heart. And may we first give ourselves to you. And then may we give even beyond what is expected. Teach us that lesson. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.